USA Radio News.
Today outside the White House, the president stood and took questions from the press for, gosh, almost an hour. Now, what we heard from the president was he reacted to the IG report that came out yesterday, and the president was also again asked about his firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
It was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's going on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and one Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputy was killed and another was in critical condition after a shooting near a courthouse today. The incident occurred while two Wyandotte County sheriff's deputies were both overcome by an inmate that was being transferred from the jail to the courthouse. The inmate was shot and is also in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Washington State Patrol is looking for at least one person who opened fire on four cars driving on a busy freeway near the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport earlier this week. Take a listen to the 911 call as it came in to authorities.
All I heard was a pow when it went through my windshield and blast everywhere.
The public information officer for the State Patrol was also asked if any of these four shootings are related.
I mean, it's indicating that it was random because none of these four vehicles had anything to do with each other except for they were traveling the same direction on the same freeway at the same time.
President Trump said today that he hasn't received any pardon suggestions from NFL players, despite offering to meet with those who kneel during the national anthem so that they can recommend possible candidates for clemency. As you recall, many of the players said they're kneeling to protest racial inequality and police brutality. Rudy Giuliani again making news today as he said the Democrats don't stand a chance in the 2020 election against President Trump, especially if they nominate a, quote, mentally deficient idiot, unquote, like Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Earlier today, President Trump stood outside the White House and fielded questions from reporters and did an interview for Fox and Friends. This seemed to go on for pretty much close to an hour. Let's play a portion to some of that interview from President Trump and what he said to reporters.
Well, they're predicting, you know, the Atlanta Fed predicted 4.8%. I think, you know, it's a lot. Don't forget, when I got elected, I took this thing over. It was 1.2. And each point is $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. You know, a point, people sit home, oh, it's a point, what difference does it make? Well, it was 1.2. And it was going down. You probably saw this morning I put out, they would have raised your taxes instead of cut your taxes, and they were going to put on more regulations. The last thing we need is regulations. I actually think my regulation cutting had more of an impact on the economy than the tax cuts. And by the way, you need regulation. I want the cleanest water in the world. I want the cleanest air in the world. I want that air to be so perfect. And our air now is better than it was 2 years ago, with all of the talk and all of the nonsense. Clean, crystal clean water, clean air, but I also want our companies to be competitive so they can go around the world and compete. And we were shutting down companies over the environment, and they weren't doing anything wrong.
President Trump was also asked, which of the EPA regulations is he getting rid of?
Only rules that don't mean anything or rules that are duplicative. You know, rules where you have, well, not only that, I mean, some of them you have nine different times you have to get the same thing approved by different agencies.
Right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.